For the first time in a couple of years, we are seeing the real re-emergence of the Indian civil aviation sector. Demand, which has perhaps been pent up for the last couple of years because of the COVID situation, is now being realized through some decent growth. But the challenges that the aviation sector has actually faced in India, quite remarkable. One of the airlines which has really had a tough time over the last few years, but is looking to actually expand considerably, is SpiceJet. And we have a wonderful guest with us, the CMD of SpiceJet, Mr. Ajay Singh. Thanks very much for being with us. It's lovely always to sort of talk about aviation. Now, we are in the cockpit of a Boeing 737 MAX. This was an aircraft which you wanted to see flying in India a while back. It hasn't happened because of safety concerns. Is that now entirely resolved?
I think those concerns are more than resolved. As you know, we received delivery of this aircraft about 3 years ago. We flew them for 6 months, absolutely without incident. There was an incident with an Ethiopian aircraft, since then the MAX has been grounded. It's gone through the greatest scrutiny since of any aircraft in history.
Yeah.
Regulators have taken more than 2 years to, look at every little piece of this aircraft and ensure that it is today the safest aircraft in the world. It's flying, the MAX is now flying in the United States for the last year or so. It's been flying in Europe, it's been flying in the Middle East, it's been flying in South America and Australia. So it is being widely used, it's flying without incident. SpiceJet started to fly this aircraft 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And so far with all the flights that we have flown, there's not even been a minor issue.
Right.
It's flying completely smoothly. It flew completely smoothly for SpiceJet when we were flying it and continues to do so. The changes have been made as required by the regulators, and it is now the safest airline in the global skies.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about the changes, because the regulator required a few things. There were some software modifications. There was additional training of your crew, your engineers and your pilots. So it's been a process for you, right?
Yes, I think primarily it was a software modification that allowed, there was a stabilizing mechanism in the aircraft, which essentially pushed the nose up. Every time the nose went down, the software would push it back up and make it even. There was a glitch in that software, which has now been rectified, tested for a few hundred thousand hours of flying. And it's working fine. As far as the training is concerned, it was just a two-hour module that pilots were required to go through just to familiarize them with that software change.
Right.
So that's been done. It should not have taken so long for the aircraft to start flying again. This has been the longest grounding in aviation history.
Yeah.
But because I think regulators around the world wanted to be really extra careful and extra vigilant, they've done this. And as a consequence of that, of course, airlines like SpiceJet came under a lot of pressure, but we are glad that so many precautions have been taken that this is now such a safe aircraft.
Yeah. You've invested a lot in Boeing, $22 billion, 205 aircraft, 13 you've received, 155 firm orders, 50 optional orders. So you are banking on the MAX aircraft for several reasons. One of them is the economy that the aircraft affords. How important is that, particularly in the Indian context, where fuel prices are high, variable expenses are very variable? So in terms of the cost factor, why is this aircraft important?
I think for the exact same reason that you just mentioned, in India, fuel prices are amongst the highest in the world. Firstly, the fuel prices themselves globally are high. On top of that, India has the highest taxes on fuel in terms of the VAT that is imposed by certain states, which can be as high as 30%, and the excise duty, which is 11%. So, it's incredibly important to have a fuel-efficient aircraft. The MAX is 20% more fuel-efficient than our older aircraft, the NG. So that is incredibly important. The fact that the engineering costs, because this is much better design of aircraft. So engineering costs are a lot lower for us with this aircraft. So those are the two primary costs in aviation,
right?
The fuel and the engineering. Therefore, economically, much better aircraft for us. For passengers, it's a much nicer aircraft as well, because the noise levels are like 40% lower than the old aircraft. It's a nice, quiet aircraft. It has wonderful seat pitch. You get much more leg room.
Yes,
and you're a tall person, and you just sat in those seats. And you can see that because it's a longer aircraft, and therefore the pitch, the space that you have for your legs is much more. And I think, interestingly, this aircraft will also have broadband internet on board by the end of this year.
So that's interesting, because people would want to see that. You'd be able to access your net, is that a cost or to the passenger, or how is it?
To start with, it's going to be free. We are going to make sure that people are able to access the net fully and properly in broadband mode. We probably won't allow calls to be made, because that will be disturbing for other passengers. But pretty much everything else
That's something you're going to have to deal with eventually, right? People will, as we progress, want to make phone calls as well.
They will want to make phone calls, and we'll see in the future what happens. But initially, the thought is that we disable the voice calling, but allow you to of course work on your email or use your WhatsApp, watch your news, watch ndtv.com, so it's going to be a unique experience for passengers. And I think internet is so much a part of our life. You can barely go a few minutes without looking at your phone. Of course, some people might say that's not the greatest thing in the world, but
it's not, but
it's a service we want to give, and then you can use it. So we will continue to innovate in terms of the services we provide, the conveniences we provide to people, lots of new technology that we are building into this aircraft. I think people will enjoy that.
So the other thing that you focused on was Air India. Now, that didn't work out for you. Are you disappointed it didn't, or were you, in a sense, already stretched with SpiceJet and the condition of the aviation sector?
Well, I was disappointed. Of course, I was disappointed. I was very stretched with SpiceJet, but, this is the kind of challenge that you get once in your lifetime. And I thought that, what's the point of being in the aviation space if you're not prepared to take on the largest challenge that exists? I was very disappointed. I put in a 15,100 crore bid. So it was a serious bid that we put for Air India. But I'm also extremely happy that, the disinvestment finally went through.
Yep.
I think great credit to the government of India for being flexible with this disinvestment. And I think Tata's is a fantastic partner for Air India. It was their company. They have the wherewithal and the resources to rebuild the brand of Air India. Air India as a brand belongs to all of us as Indians. And we all pray for them, and I wish them the very best. I hope that they revive this brand and they make it a brand that all of us can be proud of. This is a global brand. It needs to be. This is India. Yeah. We need to make sure that we are the best.
So just one or two more questions. Firstly, 50 optional aircraft, they may or may not be max. So does that mean you're looking at a larger aircraft? And if so, would that be for international routes?
Look, I would never say never to anything at all. SpiceJet has always shown that it's going to take advantage of opportunity and innovate. So we'll see. We'll see. I think, the government has been pushing all of us really hard to fly long haul. I think it's time that India stopped exporting all its passengers into the Gulf airports, mm-hmm. and having the Gulf Airlines distribute them throughout the world.
Sure.
There's been this joke that actually Dubai is our main airport, and Emirates is our national airline.
Yeah.
So I mean, that needs to change. I think this government is very focused on changing that. India is so wonderfully placed geographically, both for passengers and for cargo.
Right.
We are both a producing nation and a consuming nation, and we sit in the middle of the producing and consuming nations of the world. So we need to be an important hub both for passengers and for cargo. We have a fantastic, really unique opportunity. But to make this a reality, I think government and industry and regulator and everybody needs to work together.
Sure. One final question. As you can imagine, a lot of people in the airline sector, including in your airline, your workers, were upset. Salaries were not what they were. There were salary cuts. Is there any message to them? Will they get their salaries back? And
Firstly, all the salary cuts have been restored. All the employees are being paid in full for the last 2 or 3 months. We had a choice, Vishnu. When COVID hit us, there were no flights. So we had a choice of either retrenching a lot of people or saying, okay, you know, we have a certain amount of money that we get from our charter revenue and from cargo and so on and so forth. We will distribute this money. We will not retrench anybody, but we will distribute this money. And so therefore we will pay less. We chose that option instead of retrenching. Mm. Because if we had retrenched people, they really had no other jobs to get. Mm. Now things are normalizing. Yeah. And very few people at SpiceJet have protested and said, look, pay us what you reduced at that point of time. Well, it was a choice we made. Mm. We could have retrenched. So we made that choice. I think by and large, and a vast majority of SpiceJet employees were very happy that we didn't just remove them.
Remove them, yeah.
Right? Now we are in a position where we are paying them in full. We are hiring more people as the MAX comes back, as aircrafts increase and so on and so forth. But we decided that this collective pain, and I took zero salary. I mean, zero, absolutely nothing. The heads of department took vastly reduced salaries. Mm. All of that has now been restored, and we restored our salaries last,
right,
after we had restored everybody else's. Right. So that's our philosophy. We will continue to stand by our people.
Sure.
There will be some, not everybody will agree with what we are doing.
Sure.
But we think that that was the best.
It's been wonderful speaking to you, and congratulations. It's it seems that it's a new dawn for Indian aviation now with this post-COVID scenario happening. I wish you all the very best. Thank you very much for being with us. Thanks, sir. Thank you, sir.